Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug, it's Wednesday. What? January 31st, 2024. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
We're taping a day early this week for scheduling reasons. And, if you're a member of Bachelor Nation, a fan of The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, our guest today has done both of those shows and proposed to his fiance. She said yes at the wedding of the Golden Bachelor. It's Braden Bowers.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, me too. You know, I met him at San Francisco Sketch Fest because I did Arden Marine's podcast about the Bachelor franchise. Will You Accept This Rose? We did a live audience edition that people can go listen to if they're curious. And Braden was one of the guests, and just super chill, nice, fun dude in person. The, you know, the initial Bachelorette show that he was on, it was charity season. It sort of painted him as, you know, he ended up kind of being the villain or a villain.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then they brought him back for Bachelor in Paradise. And then, you know, he was much more likable. And then of course, he proposed to a woman who's part of the franchise. She was on the last season of The Bachelor, and her name is Christina Mandrell of the legendary singing Mandrell Sisters.
Yeah. They did it on national TV. The proposal was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I definitely want to ask him about that and a couple other things. But also, it's going to be, you know, up to us to, I want to be his first interview that he's ever done where he didn't have to talk about The Bachelor the entire time. Yeah. You know? Because that's the only reason anybody's talking to him right now is to talk about that, which makes sense. But, you know, we're going to find out much more about Braden. Are you ready?
Let's do it!
Let's go to work. Hello, Braden Bowers. Happy New Year. How's it going?
It's going fantastic, man. I'm glad to be able to join you today.
Yeah, it's nice to have you calling in from, you're in Tennessee right now?
Yes, sir. Just moved out here, officially all settled in finally. Bags unpacked. Ooh. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's wild that, you know, it just seems like the it's like the reality star capital all of a sudden. There's people from Bachelor and Big Brother just all moving to and living in Nashville.
Yeah, no, it's pretty wild. Like, I've gotten to meet a couple of them, and the amount of fans out here is kind of impressive. It's like every time I walk down the street, they're like, "Oh my gosh, well, you're that guy with the earrings." I'm like, "Yep." Right.
Do they not recognize you if you choose to not wear earrings that day, or are you fully committed to the earrings?
Like wearing earrings, like, and so I wear them every day anyways, and so it's I think people kind of just see me and I stick out. But I mean, it's cool because they'll know it's me, you know. Like, I feel like when you see someone, you're like, oh, could that be that person or not, you know? Yeah. It's funny, I had that happened to my fiance at a bar. We were at a bar, and she's like, oh my, like, the girl she was talking with was like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from the show. And then she's like, oh my gosh, you're her. And it was like, it was funny.
Yeah, that's just cool though that the earrings give it away. I mean, with me, they just see like a puff of smoke and they figure it out.
Don't forget the 3D glasses, man. That's the new trademark after I've seen it, man.
I know. I love those glasses. I have sunglasses now that look like they just look like old school 3D glasses. And
no way.
I wear them all the time. So let's do some introductions to Braden. This is the other Doug. Doug Mellard is a comic living in Austin, Texas, who joins me every week to talk to people.
How's it going, Doug?
Good, man. Big fan here. Love watching all things Bachelor Nation, dude.
He was excited. When I told Doug that I met you and we were going to do this, he was very pleased. So at this point, Braden, you've been on 3 out of the 4 Bachelor franchise shows. Because first you did The Bachelorette, then you did Paradise, and then you did your engagement on Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make an appearance like on The Bachelor next season? Like you could be like, you know, you could come in and like, you know, judge a twerking competition or something.
Honestly, that'd be a blast. I mean, it'd be fun because it's like once you've been in that area and been in that environment, it's just like you relate to everybody in there. So it's like, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Judge a twerking contest. Yeah,
they do that a lot where they bring in former contestants. Like just the other night, they brought in 2 girls to like run a boot camp on all the ladies.
Yeah, I remember. With Demi
and Bachelor. Yeah. So I was thinking if you could just do something like that, then you'd probably be maybe the first person, you know, other than, the host himself to complete the Bachelor Nation hat trick.
Oh, shoot. You're right. Yeah, that's a good point. I need to get on the next season of The Bachelor, just like run one of the comps. That'd be amazing.
Because you really sneaked into that, the Golden Wedding.
I did sneak in.
Was Jerry, so Jerry was completely cool with your whole, you know, proposing thing? Like, did he get to have some say in it, or was it just like, it was just going to happen no matter what, the Golden Bachelor?
No, after talking to, you know, the producers and setting it up with them, I was like, you know, I want to do this. I was like, but let me make sure it's cool with Gary. Because, I mean, if it's not cool with Gary and Teresa, like, I wasn't going to do it. Because, I mean, I was going to get engaged to her regardless of whether it was on the show or not. I mean, I love the girl. I think you'd get a kick out of her. She's a fun person. But, me and Gary, we actually talk, we've actually talked quite a bit. Like, I actually, like, know him outside. And he knew about me dating Christina before anybody else did. Because when I first met him, we were talking about it at the Bachelor in Paradise premiere. I think he was the first person aside from my buddy Aaron, he was the first person amongst the nation to really know about it.
But it's spelled like Gary, but pronounced Jerry, or which way is it?
It's spelled like Jerry, but it's
but you pronounce it Gary.
Yeah, I was like, I said it right. Okay, my heart dropped.
No,
I was like, wait, did I say Jerry?
Yeah, no, that's the thing is I go back and forth on it just because it's spelled one way but pronounced the other. It's one of those tricky types.
My sister's ex's name is Gary or Jerry, and he spells it the same way. So I always go, like, I always get messed up with it too. So I'm like, oh shoot.
I'm sure he's absolutely used to people getting it wrong, and he's probably pretty happy to just correct them and move on. But in your mind, when this was all set up, like, did you think there was a chance Christina would just say no? On the TV show at the Golden Bachelor wedding?
I'm not going to lie. She had me sweating earlier, earlier in the day, because we were sitting down at breakfast and her friend was actually getting engaged at the same time in Australia. And so she was telling me, I was like, she's like, I wonder what what she's going to say. And I'm like, well, she's going to say, yeah, right. And she was like, well, I don't know. She's like, I used to think that girls should always say yes. And then privately, if they don't want to, say no. She's like, but I'm not about that anymore. If a woman doesn't want to get married, she should say no. It doesn't matter how many cameras you have. It doesn't matter how big of the event. And I was like, oh, shoot. She's going to say no to me on national television.
Oh, that's it. You're already in that moment so nervous. But to have those words in the back of your mind, Like that conversation, that's brutal.
I mean, I was sweating bullets all day. I mean, it was just it was wild. And then trying to get her ready, she was like, "Oh no, we're just gonna be there. Like, we don't need to get like, you know, fully ready." I'm like, "No, you need to get fully ready."
Yeah, well, she did the right thing, because if you had gotten turned down, you would have been the most wanted sad puppy man on the planet. You know, every woman would be feel so bad and just want to make you feel better about it.
That would have been wild. That would definitely would have been that would have been wild. I'm glad it didn't happen that way, though.
Fortunately, it worked out, and you're in Nashville with and you, your family, her family, everybody. It's a love fest. Everybody's likes each other.
Yeah, it was actually cool. My uncle came out to visit this last weekend. I got to meet her family for the first time. He's the first of my family to come out and visit, but they were all just hanging out talking, so it was cool. But yeah, no, everyone's awesome. It's a cool dynamic we got going on.
Well, before we move on to our, like, you know, regular questions, Superfan Doug has he's got one more Bachelor question for you.
Yeah, obviously, like, cameras are on you all the time. There's so much footage we don't see. Was there anything you wish the audience had seen that didn't air?
Or did you feel great question, Doug.
I don't know. I mean, I really think that, you know, the editors, I mean, or the producers did a pretty good job putting it all in there. I mean, I think that, like, you know, maybe one or two conversations were missed out, but I mean, overall, I mean, they really do a good job getting everything in there. I mean, it's such a bizarre environment. I mean, I can't even begin to explain it to you. I mean, you're talking to each other, and then, like, you know, you have your in the moments, your ITMs, and you're getting pulled. I mean, they're pulling you, like, in the middle of everything kind of going on. So, I mean, every time something happens, they're getting your heart, your real reaction. So it's kind of, I mean, it's, wow. I don't know. They do a pretty good job with it.
Do you still really feel those cameras after a while? or does it get very, like, easy and just kind of in the background? You don't even notice.
Honestly, you just forget they're there, because you just have to. I mean, the first night's probably the weirdest, because it's just like, I mean, it's the first time you've ever seen. I mean, some people have seen it, but like, it was my first time ever seeing a production like this. Like, it was just like, cameras everywhere. I mean, lights in your face. You're like, what's going on? You start sweating. It's freezing cold outside, but you're sweating. You're like, what's going on? You know. But it was a good time for sure.
All right. Yeah, well. Are you, it was a satisfactory answer, Doug?
Hell yeah.
It's funny though. I'm such a fan of those shows and stuff, and what, you know, watched all your seasons. And so, like, of course, I just keep thinking of more and more things that, that I want to ask. But,
oh, for sure.
One more Bachelor in Paradise thing, because you first started matching up with, what was her name, Katie?
A cat.
Cat, yeah, cat. Okay, yeah. I hope she hears this, because it's funny I got it wrong. So cat, she'll probably fly off the handle over it. So cat, you know, that went south or whatever. But at that moment, where did you have a like, you know, but this is paradise, things are going to be cool, I'm just going to go with it? Or were you, you know, at that point, truly heartbroken and thinking, this sucks, I don't want to be here?
I mean, I don't know. I kind of, like, I'm really just I feel my feels in the moment. It's probably not always my best trait, but, like, you know, I don't know. So in that moment, I was done. I was like, I don't see it. I was too close to the forest to see the trees, as they say, you know what I mean? So I was like, in the moment, I was like, I just want to go home. I'm done. And they're like, you know, well, what, like, there could be someone else here. And I'm like, I don't know. And then I was like, fine, let's, and I was like, and that was the thing. That was kind of where I had that switch flip, where I was like, all right, then let's do paradise. Cause I was trying to do paradise my way, I think, where it was like, you know, I'm really the type to, like, want to date one person and get to know one person at a time and stuff like that. And I think that in that moment, after that kind of heartbreak, it just, like, I don't want to say it turned me cold, but it kind of turned me to, like, be like, all right, like, everyone's paradise and all paradise, let's do it. You know what I mean? And kind of just had that, like, that switch flip, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then when you left paradise, you were again officially single. Like, you didn't leave paradise with somebody.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And I mean, and that was the thing though too, is it was like, I got to, I mean, because I feel like we go through these phases, you know, where you have your, you know, your fun phases where you date around, and then you have your serious phase where you, like, focus on dating one person. And I think that it was kind of like, I felt like I got to go through the full spectrum of, like, the loss, the healing and all that stuff all in a single season, if that makes sense, where it was like, okay, I had someone I was pursuing and then I had a heartbreak and then I was like dating around and then none of that worked out. And then I realized, okay, like, you know, I just got to put myself back into trying to find that one person. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it kind of corrected, like it messed up my mindset, but then it corrected it right when I was leaving. I was like, I need to do better, you know?
So how soon after you left Paradise did you end up somewhere where Christina was and click with her?
I mean, it was a minute. So I got back, I mean, I think it was end of June or around that time, I believe. And then me and her, we linked up like about a month later and started dating. So, I mean, I don't know, it was about a month. But in that time, I mean, it's cool. Like I took full advantage of all like the counseling sessions that the show provides you. And I got this really great counselor that gave me a lot of stuff to work on, just like focusing on what it means to be in a relationship and how to know whether or not you're ready for marriage and ready whether or not you're ready for that lifelong partner kind of deal, you know?
Wow. I didn't know they did that. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone really takes them up on that on it, but sure. I mean, they offer it and they give you all the contact. You just kind of have to reach out and, you know, find the counselor that fits you best. And I mean, I lucked out the first counselor I found. He was just amazing.
Probably the people that need it the most are the people that reject it. They're like, I'm good. I know exactly what I'm doing, as you saw on the show.
Yeah, it was just I mean, that was one thing I struggled with when I got off the first one. I was like, oh, it's just a bad edit. I'm like, no, like, you know, there's things in, like, even in the worst edits, I feel like there's always a truth that's shown, that it's like, okay, like those, because those are your real reactions. You know what I mean? Like, that's your real behavior. And so although it might not, you know, it might not always encompass all your behavior, it encompasses some of your behavior. And so it's like, I think that it's important to take, you know, take a little bit of, like, there's truth in all of it. You know what I mean? And so I think it's important to really, like, if, you know, look at it objectively and be like, okay, like, you know, this is something that I could potentially work on. And that's kind of what my mindset was on the whole thing.
Yeah, because I, you know, it's especially the men, like a big group of men all vying for one woman. It's not going to be, you know, there's going to be friction. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be hard. So like you kind of came in a little bit too much, like, you know, all the guys were jealous of you just, you know, based off of you just being a more, you know, putting it out there more and like wearing the earrings and stuff, you know, like, so it was the journey was interesting, I'll say, because I, you know,
when journey. Sorry, we drink at our house every time anyone says journey. So
somebody keeps sending me lists of things to drinking game stuff to do during episodes, and it's always like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I'd be so wasted by the end.
Oh, yeah, you are. You are.
Hey, sure. send me one of those. I need to get on board with that. Send me one of those.
Yeah, that'd be fun if you and Christina or Aaron or whoever, like, just filmed yourselves doing a drinking game during an episode.
Go live and just
whatever it is that, you know, like in this season, like every time Joey kisses a girl, you have to do a shot. You'd be so drunk.
I'd be gone. Hey, Joey's killing it, though. He's doing amazing, man.
Yeah. No, I think he's very, you know, likable. You know, I've been waiting for years, and I don't know if it'll ever happen, for a truly funny bachelor, though. Like, I don't think, and now you've ruined it by, you know, finding the love of your life, so you can't be bachelor. But you know what I mean? It'd be fun to see somebody that's really fun be the bachelor. Usually it's a guy who's more concerned with settling down and finding the right woman and all that stuff.
I mean, I think even in that can be a fun, I think it could be a fun endeavor. You know what I mean? I mean, at least for me, like with, like, at least how I feel with Christina, it's like, I feel like, I don't feel like I'm really like settling down in like a quiet way. I feel like she's wild. I mean, she's a fun one.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah. She certainly, you know, is living life on camera. Like, she lets people know what she's up to and how much fun she's having. And I, for one, am here for it. All right, so let's get to the, you know, this is the first time we've had anybody from Bachelor Nation on the show, so we had to get that out of our system. But now we're gonna do what we normally do on the show, and that's talk about your name, all of it, you know, bit by bit, part by part. But first, before we do that, we have some warm-up questions that we ask that are kind of tangentially related to the idea of how, like, for the most part, names are permanent. And here's some other things that we ask about before we get into your name. Starting with, I don't remember from seeing on the show, but what's your tattoo situation?
Oh, okay. So my tattoo situation, I actually came up with it when I was in the military. I have like three different pieces to it. There's like a Celtic knot. It's called a destiny knot. And it's like as your life, as you keep living your life, it's supposed to unravel and become a straight path. It's the trunk of the tree of life, because it just shows that like my destiny is unraveling as I continue to live life. In the leaves on my tattoo, I have like two eyes, and they're supposed to be a woman's eyes. And I just feel like a woman's eyes are very mysterious. And so I feel like, although I feel like my destiny and my future is starting to make sense and what I'm supposed to do with my life is making sense, there's still that mystery and that excitement for the future. It's funny because the eyes, like, I don't like normally sharing this, but I feel comfortable with you guys. So the eyes are actually Megan Fox's eyes. Weird as that sounds.
Does Christina know that?
She does. She does. It was, and it's not even
you
that,
know,
like,
there's
I
another
have a,
woman on.
It's not even that I have a thing for Megan Fox. It was like I was talking to my tattoo artist, and I was like, "Yeah, I want a pair of eyes." He's like, "Well, do you have anyone's eyes that you think are sexy?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. I don't know. Do you?" And he's like, "Well, I think Megan Fox has the most sexy eyes ever." I'm like, "Okay, we'll use those eyes." And then it was now I have her eyes on my body, so that's always nice. But I thought that was a good time. And then I just have a valley on one side, just living life in the, you know, it's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. You know, just living life, and I'm walking through it and not to be afraid. And then on the back, there's a lighthouse, and I just feel like I'm being called to be a light in a dark world and bring joy to people that, you know, have a hard time finding joy. So that's kind of what my tattoo means. But yeah,
this sounds to me like you had a lot. The military gives you a lot of time to think.
I mean, honestly, like basic training, man, you're sitting down and I mean, all you're doing is thinking. You're journaling, you're writing, you're reading. I mean, when you're in between stuff, because I mean, they take your phones, they take, you know, you don't have television, don't have music. I mean, I didn't listen to music for 10 weeks. I mean, it was
kind of like Bachelor, I guess, kind of prepared you.
It really is. It really, really is. It was funny because I was like, I drew that comparison. I was like, oh, it's like the military. And then I just didn't realize that the guys aren't like, you know, your buddies in the military. So.
Yeah, that is like, how often would you say you actually hear music on the set of like Paradise? Because they can't ever really be recording you for the purposes of airing it if the music is, you know, ruining the sound, unless they arrange to pay for the music ahead of time.
I mean, there's downtime. So, I mean, the thing is like, I mean, in between, like, you know, different things as things are being set up, I mean, there's downtime where you're able to listen to music with, like, the producers will come in and play music for you. Or, like, we would, like, freestyle a lot. That's where a lot of the guys found out I could freestyle rap.
And so, whoa.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
So, it's like we would listen to music quite a bit. So, I didn't have to worry about that, though.
That's so wild, though, because if suddenly an argument or a conversation broke out that they would want for the show, that you know you'd have to shut the music down. Like, it's interesting that they do let you kind of have those moments.
Yeah, I mean, it's like real life. I mean, a lot of the thing is a lot of, like, you know, in those moments, it's typically when you're separated or when you're getting ready for an event. You know, I mean, the guys and girls, we don't really get ready together just for, you know, privacy purposes and things like that. But I mean, we're separated when we're getting ready. And that's typically the moments when we're playing music.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because like the getting ready, there's just too many varying stages of undress going on that they don't want to have to put a big black box over somebody's, you know, butt or whatever.
Exactly.
It's funny watching from year to year just how smaller and bigger the black squares get on the ladies in their bikinis, because it seems like they just can't make up their minds what it is exactly they need to cover up.
You know, I was hurt. I wish they gave me a bigger square. You know, I was like, what are we saying here, guys? No.
So your tattoos are so well thought out. So are you thinking about more, or is that it? You draw the line here and it's just the three pieces and done.
I've always wanted to get more. I've thought like maybe about like a raven or two ravens, kind of like in Norse mythology. It's like, you know, it's supposed to symbolize like intelligence and wisdom, I believe, are the two things that Odin's ravens represent. But I don't know. I have to be inspired, I feel like. So right now I'm good, but if I get inspired by something, I'll probably get something else.
Have you ever been friendly to a raven?
I have. They're actually,
they remember. They supposedly remember when it was, people are nice to them.
I had a pretty amazing moment on a mountaintop with my buddy. It's going to sound fake, but it's like a Princess Disney moment. I was like, we hiked to the top of this mountain, and I was in Washington. I was in Washington. But I had sunflower seeds in my hand, and the raven flew into my hand and ate a sunflower seed from my hand. And as my buddy was getting his camera out, he like moved too fast and the bird flew out of my hand, but it was pretty gnarly. So I had a pretty, you know, intimate moment with the raven.
Yeah. Wow. And that raven's going to remember you if you come back.
I hope so. That's what they say. Flies back in my hands again.
Yeah. There's ravens in my neighborhood, and I always say hi to them because I, you know, the last thing you need is a raven that doesn't like you. If they're, you know what I mean? If they're actually remembering people, like when people do something bad to them, they will, they'll remember them.
And there's like stories about like old ladies that like befriended them and then had a heart attack or something. And then they get all their buddies and like make a big ruckus. And then people come to figure out what's going on and find the person. It's crazy. They're nuts. So yeah, befriend all the ravens you can.
And I heard, yeah. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but ravens are the birds. They're able to use tools, aren't they? Like, aren't they like able to like
power drills? Yeah.
Yeah. I saw one hammering the other day.
Well, you know what I mean? Like they're able to use like rocks and stuff or something like that.
Yeah. No, they seem hella smart. I think they're probably next in line after like dogs and elephants or something for smartness. And pigs are supposed to be smart. I don't buy it though, because you know, because people are just eating tons of bacon. If they were so smart, they'd escape. So, speaking of animals, how often in your life, Brayden, have you been blessed with the opportunity to name a pet?
I think I've only named one, and I think it's my dog. I named him River. But that's about like the only one I've really named, I feel like.
Is it River like a nature thing or named after a person named River?
Well, so the name, I actually got the name. I had like four different names I wanted to go with. And then I went with River, like River Phoenix, the actor.
Right.
Rest in peace. But that's where I got the name for River Phoenix. That's his full name, actually.
Oh, good. Those first and last name dogs. I have a friend who just got two puppies. And, you know, I think you met her at Sketchfest, Anna Roisman. She got two puppies and they're named Elton John and Billy Joel.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is Phoenix is his middle name. So it's River Phoenix Bowers, you know. So
yeah,
he's got all three.
I love it. I love it when a dog gets the last name of their owner. That's really, that's really funny to me. It's just part of the family now. And River went with you to Nashville?
He's here with me right now. He was actually just barking downstairs. I'm not sure if you guys heard that, but yeah, my Christina just got home, I think. So she like opened the garage and he went crazy.
Well, let me tell you, one thing about these Zooms and talking into our phones and our computers and stuff is for some reason, the background sounds are nicely, you don't hear them. Because that's happened awesome. To me where we've been doing this show and the dog will be barking like wild outside on the street. And I'll say, you know, does anybody else hear that? And then like, nope. So like.
Yeah, I'm using a chainsaw right now. You guys can't hear
see?
It.
Oh, see, there crazy. You go. Is there a raven in the
situation? Is the raven with you using the chainsaw?
Is that why you brought it up earlier?
We're at.
Okay, so. This is going great. One more question in the pre-questions portion. Cars, boats, houses, things like that. Do you give them names or no?
I just named my truck Moby Dick, Moby Dick Jr. It was just like I was excited about buying a truck, and so and like you know how they have the app or whatever, where you can log in and you can like lock it or unlock it or start it from your phone, and so you have to give it a name. So I named it Moby Dick Jr. Because my mom used to name her cars and trucks, but it was like my first time ever actually naming one. So that's about it. And then actually, I heard that not naming a boat is actually extremely bad luck. I'm not sure. You've heard about my boating incident, right?
Yes. That's so great. Did you hear about it, Doug?
No. Yeah, please.
Oh my God. Can you tell him what happened?
Yeah. So basically, long story short, me and my buddy and my dad, my uncle, me, my buddies, my dad, my uncle, we went out deep sea fishing. We were about 17 miles offshore and our boat just sank. We weren't able to get a distress call out. And we were stuck out there for about 4 hours before some random fishing boat ended up seeing us floating in the water. But it was pretty gnarly. But I bring that up just because it was like we read afterward that it's bad luck not to name your boat. And I think that's why the boat sank. We actually never got to name it before we took it out. I mean, we didn't put the name on it. We like had a couple ideas for the name, but we never actually put the name on it before we went out. So I think that's why it sank. It was just like, screw you guys.
That is, I mean, you know, that definitely is a reason to name your boat moving forward if you ever have another one. You know, usually, I think, like you said, it's like a paperwork thing. Like, I think people have to name boats if they're registered anywhere, like if they have it, just so people can keep track of it. And, of course, they always write the name of the boat on there and then say it when they, you know, christen it with a bottle of champagne. But it sounds like you skipped all of that. It went straight to sinking.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And then, so do you feel like there was sharks or something? You know, do you feel like you were in danger in the water, or was it mostly just scary because you just all had to tread water for such a long time?
I mean, there was a couple moments where I felt like I was in danger. I mean, I got wrapped in the fishing line when the boat was originally going down. My dad actually had a pocket knife that he bought like the night before. He was like the only one that had his life vest on. And for some reason he put it on his life vest. So he didn't lose it in the boat going down, but I was wrapped in fishing line. It started pulling me down. It was like those movies, you know, where you're like underwater, you're trying to fight it and stuff like that. It was actually pretty cool. I had a moment. I was like, just leave me behind, guys. You know, I've always wanted to be that guy to be able to say I do that. And in the moment, I actually did that. So I was pretty proud of myself. No, he was able to cut me free because he had this pocket knife. But he actually, when he was cutting me free, he actually cut my arm open. And so I was bleeding in the open water the entire time I was out there. So the idea of sharks definitely was there. I mean, it's we're right off the coast of San Diego, where we have tons of great whites, and so that was also in my head. And I mean, I surfed, like me and Aaron, we surfed quite a bit, and I mean, one time we were out there surfing, we saw like a 12-foot great white, and so I know that they're out there, and it was just kind of one of those things you're just pushing it down, trying not to think about it.
Yeah, and you know, you're just supposed to punch them in the face if they come at you.
I mean, the thing that's scary about it, though, is when you're in, like, I mean, the water's, like, 370 feet deep. It's, like, you can't really see the great white coming. I mean, they're swimming at you, like, 40 miles per hour or something like that from below.
It's so not a fair fight.
It's not. It's really not.
Like, in, you know, in, like, more tropical waters, you know, you could see it coming and just pop it in the nose, and then it swims away. That I saw an episode of Mythbusters where they did that, and it's pretty impressive. You know, they'll swim around and come back. They're not going to just be like, oh, you punched me, so I'm going to run. But they don't like being, you know, they're just not used to being punched in the face. Like, there's no other fish out there that are, like, going to have the nerve to do that to a shark.
Well, I don't think they have the hands to do it either, you know?
Yeah, it has to be a headbutt, which reminds me, sidebar, Doug Mellard's favorite movie of all time is Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. And
we're getting into it.
I just saw the trailer for the remake with Jake Gyllenhaal. And just something I don't think Patrick Swayze ever did in the first movie is him and a, you know, one of the bad guys headbutt each other in the trailer in a very violent manner. That's what made me think of it.
I just feel like everyone loses with a headbutt. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it's really the most effective way to, you know.
It's a surprise attack, I guess. But yeah, it's really like, I mean, it's the same with punching too, though. Like, if you punch somebody really hard, your hand isn't going to be like fine. You know, it's going to feel like you just punched something really hard, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, your hand does get sore after that. So, yeah.
Okay, so Moby Dick Jr. is a very fun truck name. And especially because, are you like shouting in front of the children, hey kids, jump on Moby Dick? Like, do you ever feel like it seems inappropriate?
I mean, you know, I did that one time at a school, and for some reason they won't let me back around, you know, so I learned my lesson.
Like, you're like Uncle Buck showing up in that car that backfires to pick up his niece. Okay, Brayden, we got to take a break and we'll be right back in.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back in, Brayden. let's do it. Let's talk about your name one bit at a time, starting with certainly the most interesting piece. How was it? What was it like growing up with the name Brayden?
It's always been funny because it's, I always feel weird saying my name, if that makes sense. Like, oftentimes I'll mumble my name. Like, I'll be like, "Oh, Brayden," and they'll be like, "Oh, Brandon," and I'm like, "No," and then I feel like I get overly aggressive. I'm like, "No, Brayden," you know? And it's like,
right.
I've always felt like it's because it wasn't always super common when I was younger. It was always like Brandon, you know what I mean? It's the typical name. And so, I don't know, it was always felt weird. And then I remember there was an event or like a homework assignment we had to do when I was in elementary school, and everyone's name had the coolest meanings ever. And I'm not sure if you ever looked up my name or what it means, but it means pink salmon. And yeah, so it's a Gaelic name. It means pink salmon. And so it was kind of hard when everyone had this, like, you know, we're in elementary school, we're drawing what our name means, and I'm drawing a fish, and I'm like, this is great, you know.
but your parents didn't pick Brayden because they wanted to name you after pink salmon.
No, I mean, my dad had a buddy whose last name was Brayden when he was in high school. My mom had just like this epiphany where she wanted to name me Brayden. She actually has a fun story. She's like, I was praying about what your name should be. And I felt like, you know, I felt like I heard your name should be Brayden. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, I don't know what that means necessarily, but I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but hopefully it's a good thing, you know? So, that was kind of cool. But I mean, I don't know. I've appreciated the name. It's way better than some of the other names that my dad tried naming me. So that was cool.
Right. And you're never going to go on something like The Bachelor and have to be Brayden B, you know, like there's not going to be another Brayden there.
Yeah, no, that's a blessing for sure.
Seems highly unlikely. I just thought of the name. I thought of there's a Graydon that I've heard of. There's a guy named Graydon Carter that's like a extra level of, you know, weird, the name Graydon, but like, so you implied earlier that Brayden is kind of catching on as a name. Like, have you met other Braydens?
I've actually met a lot more Braydens that are younger now. I like to say that, you know, their parents just met me like a kid, like somewhere, and they're like, wow, that's a great kid, you know, and then just start naming their kid Brayden. But I don't necessarily think that's what happened, but that's. That's what I tell myself when I go to bed at night.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I've actually noticed quite a few more Braydens coming up. So that's been cool. Not alone.
Yeah,
anymore.
It might be like moving up. It might have already been like, you know, moving up the list before you started all your TV appearances. But now it's really you know, put that name in people's heads, you know?
And, yeah, it's going to be a bunch of babies with earrings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. Here you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Our baby was born with earrings. I guess we have to name it Brayden. It's just a sign.
I feel like I'm going to get, like, sued later on. They're going to be like, oh, you know, you encourage people to pierce their baby's ears. Like, ow, you know?
So, what about, like, nicknames for, like, do people mess with the name Brayden at all, or do they just say it? Like, what can you do to, you know, like, people add a IE or a Y to a lot of people's names to as a nickname or to be more familiar, but, like, you don't want anyone shortening it to just Bray. That doesn't make sense, right?
Well, I mean, people have shortened it to Bray. But I mean,
without asking, they just do it, right?
Yeah, they'll just be like, what's up, Bray? They'll say, what's up, B? Like, those are two things that oftentimes my friends will say, because I guess Brayden's too hard to say. But growing up, my family would always call me Brady. That was the nickname.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay, now I get it. Brady, all right.
Yeah, and that one was tough because people always were like, oh, you're like the Brady Bunch. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't know why I got offended all the time, but I did.
It's the Bowers Bunch, damn it.
Yeah, right?
So what about straying away from Brayden? Did you have any other nicknames growing up?
No, Brady was really it. Brady and then Bray. I mean, those were the two biggest ones that people really called me.
I thought of a good name for you, like, especially if you decided to take up wrestling or if you wanted to be a heavy metal singer. Brayden.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Okay. I always thought my wrestling name would be like Bray Mysterio. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you know, like Rey Mysterio, like that one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. That wasn't a good one.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so your mom kind of gave you the reason why the name was Brayden, but did your parents, did they appreciate the alliteration? Did they like the fact that you know, that the names go so well together, Brayden and Bowers?
I actually don't know if that was really a big thing for them. I mean, I know they had this weird thing. They wanted all their kids to have a Y in their name. And so that was like kind of all me and my siblings, we all have Y's in our name. And so I think that's the biggest reason, like, they went about it the way they did. But yeah, no, I don't think they've ever really said anything about that, but it does have flow to it.
So what, can you tell us your siblings' names?
Yeah. So I have a little sister, Trinity. And that's like, so she's the third kid. So they named her Trinity. And then my older sister's name is Shade, like shade under a tree, except instead of Shade, it's Shayd.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's the thing about Brayden is once somebody's got it down that's, you know, that once you're saying it, spelling it's probably, there's not a lot of mistakes you can make in there. But your sister with that crazy Y in there, that must have been an issue for her.
Yeah, I mean, she struggled with that one for quite a bit, but she likes it. I mean, she likes feeling. I mean, she likes that it's unique and stuff like that. So she appreciates it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you get to a certain point as an adult, it becomes cooler. You know, it's more of a thing to deal with when you're young and trying to identify yourself as an individual, and people are fucking up your name all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so crazy, like, because. Like, I feel like when you have a dog, I mean, not to compare kids to dogs, but I feel like when you have a dog, like, you name the dog because the dog has a personality right off the bat. You know what I mean? And I feel like with our names, I feel like we get named when we're born, but we grow into our names. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, naming it based off personality, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, like, sort of the premise of the show is figuring out, because since we're dogs and it's, like, one of the least glamorous names a person can have, like, how, you know, anybody that's got an unusual name, like, how that affects them, because it could, you know, and it could go in any direction, you know, like, some people with unusual names start saying, call me Joe to people, like, they rename themselves, you know, and others embrace it and grow with it. But, like, I mean, Brayden Bowers is just that just is ready made for like, that's like a name you would see like on a, you know, on a movie screen.
Hopefully maybe one day.
You know, that, I mean, in my opinion, you know what I mean? It's a cool name. So then since they often don't matter that much in our lives, but they're still there, what's your middle name?
Matthew.
Okay. So they didn't go triple B on you.
No, they went BM.
All B's. Yeah. That's the other thing. I always think people never think about what their kids' initials are going to be. But BMB isn't bad. If it was just BM, yeah, that would be funny. But
well, but kids BMB can be mean, works. Man. Kids can be mean. I was Bowel Movement Bowers for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Because they found out your middle name was Matthew and put that together. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Bowel Movement Bowers.
Hey, they'll find a way. I mean, kids can be cool. Yeah. Find a way.
Absolutely. But that's why I thought, like, they, you know, that they destroy the name Braden more. It's fun that they always find some other way that you might not necessarily expect to come at you, like, because the initials, that's surprising. Yeah. okay, so here's the big finish, at least with regards to your name. How have you felt about the name Bowers?
I actually love it. I mean, there's not too many Bowers that have really done crazy stuff. And so I feel like there's a lot of room to really grow within the name. And it's not super common either. I appreciate it. And I have an appreciation for where it came from. I mean, my dad's grandparents and stuff like that, they were all immigrants. And they were, I think the story at least that I was told, and I mean, again, we're always told stories by our grandparents, and we never know if they're true or not. But originally it was Bauer, like Bauer, but they moved to America like during the time of like, you know, World War II and stuff like that, where it wasn't popular to be, you know, German, and they didn't want to be like identify with that German. So they switched it to Bowers. And so Bowers, because it was less German.
Interesting, because Braden Bauer works also, but I, you know, no offense to any Bowers out there, as a last name, I've known a person named Bauer. It's just like, you know, the way you're spelling it is I would think would be preferable, just easier to deal with. You know, the so many vowels in that other Bauer.
They kind of just mingle together, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I don't even know if that'd be a fun signet, you know, fun name to sign, you know, because those letters all back to back. I don't know if that'd be fun to write. It's but people with the last name Bauer probably have a real scribbly signature. But who are there famous Bowers? I couldn't think of any.
I mean, not that I know of. No, I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I not that I'm aware of. Not that like that are really that pop up to mind. You know what I mean? I know Bauer is like. There was a, wasn't there like an Eddie Bauer or something like that? Like, isn't he someone famous? I don't know.
Oh, the Eddie Bauer is like that's like a clothing line, like a Mountain Man clothing line. It's called Eddie Bauer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so that's spelled B A U E R, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad that it's Bowers because there's not really, nothing comes to mind really about any famous Bowers.
What about, has anybody tried to call you Bowser?
That actually happened quite a bit. that's always what they love to go with. And I'm like, you guys are stretching now. I mean, the thing that, well, I mean,
what's cooler that? Than Bowel Movement. So
it's slightly well, better. Yeah.
You're like, go with that. I like it.
It really encouraged me to get my handwriting better though. Because when I was younger, I used to write in all caps. And so my W's would look like N. So it like sometimes people would be reading my name when I wrote it down and they're like Braden Boners. And I was like, no, oh. Bowers.
I mean, sometimes my U looks like an N, so it looks like dong. So that's not great.
No, that's not great. But that is, I'm going to tell them that's my name next time I go into a Starbucks.
Dong.
Yeah, because seeing that on the side of the cup would be funny, and then I can post a picture of it and act like they got it wrong. Like, I didn't just stand there and say, my name is Dong. Because I used to, like, you know, they spell Doug so many creative ways, especially like in New York City when I go to get coffee there. And so it became just a running gag that, like, how often they, you know, just get it so wrong. And, you know, they like to add the H at the end for some reason. So it's Doug. Yeah. I don't get why that happens, other than just, you know, obviously language issues. If English isn't their first language, then they're probably going to spell Doug wrong, because Doug isn't a name in any other language, I don't think.
Yeah. Why would it translate? Does it translate over?
No.
Just Doug. I always say this too, like in Spanish class, they made me use my middle name because there's no clear translation for Doug in Spanish, so I had to be Esteban because my middle name is Steven. But so speaking of our name, the name Doug, this is the most important question we ask: how many Dougs have you known, Brayden? Have there been any Dougs that have been important to you in any way in your life?
There was actually a Doug that was on my basketball team in high school that I remember. He was actually a really cool guy. So I knew him, but his full name was Douglas. He just went by Doug.
But yeah, that's what most of us do.
I think that's the only Doug I really know, though. I mean,
when somebody says, "Call me Douglas," you go, "Okay, but do you want to pull that stick out of your ass while I'm at it?"
Hey, Douglas sounds proper. You know what I mean?
It does. It's too proper. It's too proper for a comedian. Welcome to Comedy of Douglas. Doesn't make any sense. But you know,
I mean, I think that could be a whole skit. You know what I mean? Like, just like dress up super fancy, like, hello. You know.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm haunted by that Doug in the Emu Liberty Mutual Liberty Bibberty commercials. Because they always go, you know, they say it's the Emu and Doug. Like, just the way they say it is just so, you know,
how belittling. We felt all our lives.
Belittling. And now
it's like the Karen.
Yeah, exactly. it is very close. But fortunately, there's a few more that are worse out there. Like now I think that the male Karen is Todd or Chad, I think. So we're lucky in that sense that Doug is becoming, I think, a less popular name in general. So we get less, you know, derision. That's it for Dougs. You just knew the one. Most people only have one or two Dougs in their life. It's not like a frequent occurrence.
Yeah, no, it was just that one Doug, and we always called him Dougie Fresh. That was his nickname that we gave him.
Yeah, we get that sometimes too from people, you know, Dougie Doug, you know, all that stuff. It's people love to, you know, say the, let everybody know what words they know.
Do you hate that though when they do that?
I'm usually okay with it. Like I'm more frustrated if somebody like, it starts going, you know, just Dougie or Douggles or something when we don't even have like any kind of relationship yet. Like that's what I was driving at earlier, is like when somebody you barely know is like, hey, Bray, you must be kind of like a little, you know, it sets you back a little bit. Like, well, do we even know each other? Are we at that stage?
Yeah, that's
where
true.
Where you can act so familiar that you can, you know, say any part of my name you want to say. It'd be funny if somebody calls you Bray, just go, call me Den.
Right? Yeah, no.
Because it is just random what people will pick up on and run with.
Now that you put it that way, that's actually, I mean, that's probably the only times I've really been super annoyed is when people go and like they just meet me and they start calling me Bray. I'm like, you guys don't know me. Like, why are you being so friendly? You know?
Yeah, I think part of it is that they just like saying bro and bra a lot to every guy they know. So like, it's just like right there to be like, yo, Bray, what's up, Bray?
Honestly, but, I'd much rather prefer bro or bra than like the chief or like the boss. Those ones, or buddy. Those ones.
Buddy. Oof. Yeah.
Arden on the Will You Accept This Rose podcast calls me captain, and I've never been a fan of that one, but in that case, I let it slide because it's Arden. I have been doing lately, with each guest on the show, I've been trying to come up with an anagram of their name, which is, you know, just taking all the letters in their name and coming up with new words that you know, that uses every letter. And the one that I came up with for you, Brayden, is three words, and it's, you can spell with your name the words, New Days Robber.
New Days Robber?
Yeah, so I think it kind of like, I know you like to have deep thoughts like this, so I'm giving you this one. that's an anagram for your name, because you are a person who seizes the day and makes the best of each day and goes out, puts himself out there. So you're a New Days Robber.
Dude, I love that, man. that just made my day, dude. That's amazing.
Oh, good, good.
I can't wait to talk to Sheena. She's gonna love that, I think.
Yeah, I think it's that one worked out pretty good. Some people are not happy when I go, I rearrange the names of your letters of your name, and it spells fart shit.
Honestly, I'm gonna go and look up like you know how Native Americans, how when they have their names, it like has a meaning behind it. I'm gonna look up like the Native American translation to that, or like the Chinese translation, you know what I'm saying? Start going by that, like New Days Robber, you know?
I love it. I love it. I'm happy to have done it. It's been, you know, an absolute pleasure not only talking to you now, but just meeting you in general. We had so much fun in San Francisco doing Arden's show, and you know, I hope our paths cross again. Is there anything in particular you would like to, you know, we always do, mostly we have comedians on the show, so they tell their like plugs or their upcoming dates, but is there anything that you would like to promote?
I mean, right now there's not too much that I'm promoting. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing next, man. I mean, to be honest with you, the comedy scene and that show was actually super fun, and being able to watch some of the live stand-up comedy was cool. Eventually I think I'll build up the courage to try to do an open mic, but I don't know if I'm as funny as any of that stuff. So, I mean, that's a dream. But right now I'm just living life, man, and just enjoying being blessed like I am. So,
well, you really, I thought it was impressive how you held your own on stage, at Sketchfest, because, you know, it was a bunch of funny people up there, and it was a real good time. So you should definitely, keep doing that sort of thing, because at first I was sort of like, oh, you know, why is he coming all the way here to do this? But then, you know, you ended up clearly having so much fun that of course makes it all worthwhile. And you never know where these things are going to lead. Like, I assume Arden wants you to come back on her show sometime.
Yeah, no, she was telling me that to come out to San Diego, or maybe they might do like a Nashville show.
Yeah. She wants to do both of those cities so bad now, because it's just wild how it just, they both seem to be breeding grounds for, you know, reality contestants.
I mean, it's just, it's such a blending pot in those two areas. I mean, it's pretty impressive, like what kind of people end up there.
do you want to share your social media? Like, what's your Instagram name?
So my Instagram name is Brayden Bowers Official. It sounds super stupid. My friend told me when I was about to go on the show to change it from, like, it was like before it was like Brayden Bowers like 087 or something. I hardly ever used it. But she's like, you need to change it so people can't make fake accounts of you. And I'm like, okay. So I did Brayden Bowers Official. So I sound like a douche, but I promise I'm not.
It's official. Sorry, but it's been certified and rubber stamped, and you are official.
Yeah, officially a douche, but it's okay. Yeah.
No, but that's the, you know, that's the other problem with the name Doug, is it's way too close to the spelling of douche.
Oh, I haven't got that on a Starbucks cup yet, but sure it'll happen.
Now you got two names, man, douche and dong. That's
perfect. What do you got to plug this week, Doug Mellard?
I will be at the Velveeta Room next Friday, February 9th. At 8 p.m. with opening for my pal Chris Tellez, your pal as well. And then February 16th through the 18th, I'll be at Cap City opening for Tim Meadows. So come on and check those shows out.
I'll remind you close to the date, but please say hello for me to Tim Meadows, because
oh, for sure.
he was a judge the first time I went on Last Comic Standing.
Oh, me too. No way.
Yeah, and he was very, very nice to me, very complimentary. And at one point during my set, he fell out of his seat laughing. So I was always indebted to him for...
He was the opposite with me. He did not like me. And I can't wait to hopefully have a much better set. And... have a word, a nice word.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, he saw
I was pretty new, and yeah, I'd never done a theater show. I was very nervous. I hadn't done hadn't been in front of the cameras like that. It wasn't a good set. I knew immediately like that I could have been better, but I was just crushed because I love Tim Meadows. So
what season were you guys on for that?
Oh God,
I don't remember.
I think it was like season 8 or 9, like. They didn't do too many more after that season. I didn't actually pass through to the like next stage. That was just the semifinals or whatever. And the next year I went into the full thing, sixth place ultimately. So it wasn't that great, but it was fun. It was fun for me just because, you know, I'm sad that the footage doesn't live anywhere. You know, you can't see old episodes.
Yeah.
Because
I
just like every time I was on camera, I just tried to make jokes. I just tried to be funny because, you know, too many comics on that show and in reality in general, they sit there going, oh, I got to pay rent. My cat's dying. My aunt, you know, like they tell all their sob stories and they forget to say jokes. So it's just like, who wants to just feel sorry for a comedian? You want them to make you laugh.
Yeah. My exit interview, I went out there with a shirt with my face on it and a hat with my face on it, like the worst, like dumbest face I could make. But I was very serious while wearing my face everywhere. It was so stupid.
Okay, so I'm going to be doing Benson Movie Interruption at Dynasty Typewriter in LA next Tuesday, February 6th. And you can see me do stand-up in Bakersfield, California at The Well on the Well Comedy Club on February 24th. All of my dates, of course, are at douglovesmovies.com. And thanks again, Brandon.
Yeah, man.
We end every episode is titled with like some sort of pun or phrase with the word Doug in it and then the name of our guest. So, and I always say it as the last line of the show. So as always, Moby Doug Jr.
Got it.